This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayim, we are in Kalim, Yud Zayin Zayin. Kriyageder Sha'amu, the dried fig that we use for Shirat Tzoy Shabbos and for other things as well. What exactly is that? Loi Gedoyla V'loi Ketano. Not large and small, the Beinus, a medium one in Eretz Yisrael that a person could be Meshayer. Yudayim HaGedoyla Sheba Eretz Yisrael, the big ones in Eretz Yisrael. He habenus shemedinus is a medium one elsewhere, which is fascinating because we always think our soft fruits are larger than usual. By the meraglim, which is another smaller. A larger salt is a medium everywhere else. Therefore, in the rest of the world, you go with a medium, and actually, you go with a large. Let's see what they have to say over here. Tanakhama says that you go with the medium of Eretz Yisrael, which. That would be a small one everywhere else. The medium of Eretz Yisrael, right? Small everywhere else. Okay. So they ask how the Chachamim ask, how is it possible that Greatest Eretz Yisrael is smaller than Chutz Laretz? Tainus from the Paris and Shtabach ben Eretz Yisrael. Some change the gear saw, other gear size, etc. Okay. So the Mishnah Ches. Kazayish Amr, famous Kazayish for sure. Chilo. Shri Thomas Mays, Thomas the Vela, Chaleb, Dam, Vela, Marer, Matzah, Pesach, Pagel. Leikoda veleikoton, at large, not small, Elabeni, medium Zaguri. Zaguri, which is an the medium size olive. And in that type of olive, you don't go large or small. You go with the medium one in that one. It's called aguri because the Shem is ogur b'seichai. So what does that mean? Ogur b'seichai. Some say even when rain comes on it, the oil remains inside. Others learn that it's like grape. Kesayra she'amru, the barley. Look at that, love. Look at Tana elabeninus, zumit baris. Not large, not small, but average. The barley from the minbar. Barley is used for sure. It's a memeis, tag of ma'ak of ma'asa, but not ba'il. So midbaris is a type of barley, and you go with the medium of the midbaris. Kadosh Shomru, the lentils that they said, Agabe Tumash Shratzim, and Shemichya, Tzaras, Shemar Shratzim, and Tamishir Adosha. Like a day level, like a tano, level banin is zoom mitzvahs. Not large, not small, but the mitzvahs. Again, the medium of the mitzvahs. Call them a tathlin, anything that you carry, movable objects that go over a mace and on the person who's carrying it. Vidis tumma, they bring tumma to the person, but uvim ardea. The thickness of the cattle prod. At Godol, the cotton being the medium cattle prod, he's been what the medium cattle prod, kosher kiva tevach, the circumference of a tevach. Okay, this needs a lot of explanation. Generally speaking, a maize is metame with an oil of a tevach. If you have a gag, it's This is a Tevach by Tevach. And it's Mahel on a man and on a mace. A mace and a kli, etc. Ultimately, the kli become tame. However, the Mishnah in Oila tells us if a person carries on his shoulder a kli, one edge is now being mal on the Adam, the other edge is mal on a mace. He's Tamid Rabbanan, even if it's not a right of a tefach. Amish Tamid Rabbanan needs Hazor Shiva. But the kli has to be Goivia Medea, thickness from Medea. What's the pshat in this, and what was the shir come from? So some more explanation is obviously needed. First thing we have to know, that if it's a circumference of tefach, based on pi, then it's the diameter will be a tefach. I'm sorry. Let me say that again. If the hekefa is a tefach, then the diameter will be a third of that. A third of a tefach. Now, why were the Chum Geyser at that shear? They said people won't understand the difference between someone which is a kefa tefach and rochve tefach. If you're going to retire an adam who's with a mace under something which is a kefa tefach, people are going to retire if the adam is with a mace or something which is roich v'tefach. Which in that case is tami min atayra. Okay. The regards of this only if it was a clear metatl, not by an oil. And only when a person's carrying it. Why all those conditions? Okay. They're like this. When it comes to regular oil and mace, people will understand the difference. Roich v'tefach, kei v'tefach. People understand why you're metame when it's roich v'tefach and metame when it's hekev v'tefach. However, in a situation where he's carrying it and he's holding it, then the chomer geyser. Why? The why as follows. The halacha is that the kli atzmai, that's oil and mace, kli itself is an oil on a mace, is tami min ha-tayra, even if it's not a reich of tefach. The din of reich of tefach is only needed to transmit the tumah, but not to perceive the tumah itself. Okay, so the person would be carrying this kli, even if he's not touching a mamash. For example, a beggar would be in between him and the kli. The adam would still be tami to his maga. Why? He's touching a baguette, he's touching a clue, which is tummy mace. But the mice, he's only tumas erev. It's a rishon l'tuma. So they're worried that if a person sees this, he says, hey, you're only giving him rishon l'tuma. You're only mago. But he doesn't realize that. He thinks it's really oil because he sees a kifay tefach. He thinks a kefei tevach only has tumas erev. Doesn't have tumas shiva. He sees this, he sees it being tame. He thinks it's oil because a kefei tevach. He says, kefei tevach. Then he's going to come to be mekel by regular oil. Tumas shiva, tumas erev. If a geyser was given to a shiva, the regular oil be noig tumas shiva. Only if it's kefei tefach, if it's less than kefei tefach, then people want to make the mistake. Everyone thinks he got tumas oil. For just lo ad erif. This applies strictly when a person's carrying me to help them. If someone called the character, something like that, it would not apply. It only applies to an adam. Now they ask on the bottom, I don't know why I had a case, say this case that was touching the kli via a beged. They say, understand something, the mace is of Yevusatoma. The kli is an avatoma. then you're touching that, your original tumah. In fact, here we have a beged. The beged's a rishon, and the adam should be nothing. They say that's if you touch something after it already separated from the original source of the tumah. But if you touch something that touched a mace, well, still touching the mace, it's as if you're touching the mace himself. It's a fascinating concept. Even though you had many degrees of separation, it's called tumah bechiburin. Look in Tyrus Gimel Zion, they say. People are not going to realize that. And they think, look, there's Tumas Oil, and only Tumas Erev. They're going to come to think, Tumas Oil is only Tumas Erev. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.